Shum Ram Dalam Shabbos Chof Ches Tevis Etov Shalom Zion January 18, 1977, Tuesday continued.
Between the street and the house. So all the men will ask for prayer. So the Talmud says that the person stands on the threshold and his native Balabai, who stands in the Rishus HaYochi, B'nei Tzirin, Natal Mioni, who stands in the Rishus HaRabi, B'nei Tzirin. Haya skupe mar. It means the threshold, but it's the threshold in a broad sense. In other words, it can be sometimes the threshold is the Rishus HaYochi, it's part and parcel of the Rishus HaYochi. Sometimes it is part and parcel of the Rishus HaRabi. So, askupe mar. Ilein askupe Rishus HaRabi, that the threshold happens to be part of the Rishus HaRabi, Natal Balabais. So, how can he take from the Balabais? Homophic Rishus HaYochi, Rishus HaRabi, so he's doing a real Nuroch. Well, askupe Rishus HaYochi, where the threshold happens to be part of the Rishus HaYochi, Natal Nuroni. So, Hokomayim Rishus HaRabi, Rishus HaYochi. Elo askupes kamelis, where the threshold happens to be a kamelis. It's not part of the house, it's not within the mechitzas of the house, and it's not part of the street, but it's a kamelis. So neitil v'neisil chadchile, say v'sura mi'ise, so it's also on the rabbono. Elo askupes mokim tov v'almi. So how is it the mokim tov? Kinles v'dalet al dalet. In other words, he's allowed to take a chepet from the oni and keep it there as he stands under a scoop under pressure. Or he's allowed to take a chepet from the balabais and keep it there, but to serve as an intermediary. In other words, he'll take it from the oni and then return it over to Balabais, or vice versa. That is not allowed. Midrabon. All right. Another Rashi. Askupes Rishus HaRabim kin askupes Mobe. Shein oleo tikro. Vein goveya gimum min hakark. In other words, Rashi wants to explain how could the threshold be part of the Rishus HaRabim. Because if it has a tikro, if there is any ceiling above, so then it couldn't be a Rishus HaRabi. Then go away a gimu min hakark, vilech, because if it's elevated, gimu tvochim, so then, even though it's in the street itself, so it doesn't have a Rishus HaRabi, vilech shall move in with nimine, Rishus HaYochi. How is it Rishus HaYochi? Can we make a stachas atitcho? Or in the Nimin HaLechi? Or in Gobei HaYud? Or you have a certain elevation? Some stairs as before the house. So, and it's Gobei HaYud. V'chom HaDalet, so then it's Rishus HaYochi by itself. As Kupas Gamelet, how can we visualize that the threshold should have a new Gamelet? So, for example, if it's in the Gobei HaYud, Hello, Rehov Dalit. Here, Gotone, and it will have Hille, save his Rabon Hit. Umokim too. Alasku Mokim too. Mokim Shame be Alba, who Mokim Missouim, she is Lange, Rochet Saz, we go there, Gimu, and some of us are Yochi, which is a rabbi, Rochel, Rochemakel, Bayer, and we go there. Who be bad, Shalom Yachli, Rochanam, Gotone, Leo, Vashalikum, only with Mulabites, because of Exeira, so he's not allowed to serve as an intermediate. Suppose he takes from the bala from the on. Now he has on. And he takes from the oni as he stands on the threshold, which is a mokim tu. Mokim tu, let's say it's elevated three tvochim, and it doesn't have dalet al dalet. few stairs, let's say. And he stands there and he takes the chifetz from the Oni, who stands in the Rishus HaRabim, and gives it over to the Balabais. So he's fought. Even though you not have lost his loss in Turin, even though in effect he was Mavir from the, I mean, he was Meshi from the Rishus, from the Rishus HaRabim, the Rishus HaYochi, but since it passed through the Askupe, the Mokim Ptur, some Mele, he is potter. So let me tell you to you the Rav, Yom HaRove, Hamav, Yechifes, Yitzchul, Dalai, Zidal, Vishus Rabi, Aval, Tishe, Virei, Derecholov, Chayev. So Rashi explains Derecholov. What does it mean, Derecholov? Derecholov, she Virei, Lemaila, Miyut. Do we shall it be, Avya, Vishus Rabi, we have a Mokim Ptur. So if someone is mad at him, with Chilas Dalas, they say Dalas. Yerushus HaRabi, so, in other words, and he carried it above Yud Tvochim. So the Chifetz was past the Mokim Ptur. So he's still Chayev. Chayev, Ki Hod HaRamchei, the Aval Gav, the Derech Mokim Ptur also. So the question is, so why is the one who stands on the scoop and the threshold, that is in Mokim Ptur, so why is he put there, but he just took it from the Oni and he turned it over to the Balabais, but it passed through the threshold, which is Mokim Ptur. So here in Rove's case, it also passed. In the height, it passed through a Mokim Ptur. Still, is higher. So here too, it should be higher. Should be higher. What difference does it make? Whether the Mokim Ptur is at the bottom, or the Mokim Ptur is on top. That's the Gemara's stuff. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, Hosom Loino, Hocheno. Now let's see the Rashi. Loi noch di mokim tu. Vi hava le yakirem yoshu sarabim ve anoche yoshu sarab. Hoche noch di mokim tu vi yado im eida la asku. So, when the Brice says vi notal gnosam shlosh kom turi, so even the one who stands on the askupe is also put there. So it has reference to a case where it's not. No how. So Rashi's loshen is hochenoch b'mokim ptur b'yad o'im idalaskut. So one thing is clear from Rashi, that it is not necessary in order that the im idalaskupe should be put there, that he should put the chifetz as he passes, as he gets it over the askupe, that he should put it on the ground of the askupe. It's not necessary, because the Shulta Gebeli mentions the name of Rabbi Yitzchok Yerzeruah, that when is he put there, only if he puts the chifetz on the floor, on the ground of the askup. Now it's that base in the rib. It's not in Canaan. That base in the rib. It's there, the last piece on the left-hand column there, the Shulta Gebeli. We not only say, we know some was there, but the Afal Pisha was used in the time. We believe that she was used in the time, but it's a high. We were on the potter. Elo, he she hipsik, the Oma da Chifet Salas Kuponia. That's the Russian of the Yitzhak Yazawa. Only when he puts the Chifet on the ground, then he's potter. But suppose he doesn't put the chifetz on the ground. He doesn't put the chifetz on the ground. But he just, now he has done, and I take it from the Rebbe's hand, I stand on the askupe, and then I turn it over. And I don't put it as it passes through the askupe, I don't put it here on the askupe. I don't put the askupe. So according to the Ezohua, the Zohua, he would be chayev, even if his hand rests. Let's say, I take it from the army, and now it's over the scooper. I'm standing on the scooper. And I don't put it on the ground, on the floor of the scooper, here, but my hand rests for a moment, 2 moments, doesn't make any difference. And then I turn it over, and I give it to the Balabais. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak Zohua, even in such a case, even though the hand rested over the scooper, as it passed over the scooper, it rested for a moment or 2 moments or 3 moments, doesn't make any difference how long it rests then on the scooper. So it's still higher. When will it be put there? When is the fire is put there? It puts it on the ground of the scooper. But if it doesn't put it on the ground of the scooper, now. Now, Rashi is certainly chilik on the Rabbi Yitzchak Zohua. Because Rashi says, Hochen noch bimokim tu biyadoim idala askup. Biyadoim idala askup. So it's explicit in Rashi's Roshi that even if he doesn't rest on the ground, on the floor of the askup, but as long as it's noch in the yad of the person who stands on the askup, so he's also put. But it's mashma from the Roshi of Rashi that lechol apoches it must rest for a moment in the hand. Suppose it doesn't even rest in the hand. The hand is continually in a state of motion. I take it from the Oni. And like this, continually in a state of motion. It doesn't rest for a moment. Then it's mashma from the Roshi of Rashi that he will be. In other words, he must rest. I take it. Then I'll be put up. But if I take it like this, I don't rest it for a moment over the scooper, so then I'll be hired. That's how it's mashed. Now let's see Tesis. Let's see Tesis as another shot altogether here in the morning. Lay metality of the rock. Pure Sharashi, Aval Pisha, Vire, the Milo Mihut, the Haber Mokim. In other words, so Rashi says that Derecholov means that he carried it like this. The Milo Mihut. So, the Haber Mokim too. Viloy Mir, Din Kain Haber with Mifrach, Mirabono, Dabril Hamets in the Homs with Latia Derech Stop, right? Because according to Rashi's explanation of Rovestin, so what is Rove telling us? That he was Mavia. Mitchilas Dalet, we say Dalet. So even though it passed in Mokim too, so still is Chayev. Why should we say that he's not Chayev? Because it passed in a neutral zone. So that's the same din that Rabbonon of Benazai said. Dim kein lo nir dim kein haben mit machen mir abonnen die haben dann mit zum konsul quarte der stop hai u mai pori ich name wir mit der jupte der robe wir mir haben abonnen keine kabos so der hitu sharan answers this cash that this is really no cash against lash because there is a difference between the case of amit zum konsul quarte der stop hai because amit zum konsul quarte der stop so he did everything he was made to mishra yochel shisarabi. But there was a neutral zone. In the midst of his act of itzoye, he was involved in a neutral act. Masha'inkin, here we could say that there is no avore of daledames. There is no avore of daledames. As a matter of fact, I mean, it's what the Chiddush Aram says is so poshe that Teisves is difficult. Teisves is difficult. What kind of a kashi is it? When we hear it, in Kain havu a mifrach, mi rabbonon da amrinon hameitze mechomes lepratye derech stop chay. Over there, so he was meitze mishayoche mishisara. But in the middle of the egg, he was engaged in a neutral zone. Masha'im can hear, in Robes case, so the etzem havore of the Adames took place at the height of Yud Vochim. Now this is what the Ran says. Oh, we came out, we didn't know the Tanya Leil. We made some hands with Platy the Rechsto. Till it's a Rosal, the Yitzrechli. The deal may he go, and we should do it for a half hour with the Chiyu. We were Tanya Leil. The Mikongo came made to him, which is a Yochel, which is a Rabbi. There's a big difference. There's a big difference. Now, if we say, now we discussed, I mean, this question, I mean, because Rav Chaim in explaining his the Rambam of Zohar Ketz Mitchulat al Masei Dalet, so he says, he assumes that by Dalet Ames, so the whole Dalet Ames is an integral part of the Ma'isaveh. Is an integral part of the Ma'isaveh. But then we saw that it's not so possible from the Gemara. Davov, or Medalev at the very beginning, so the Pashtas Agmori is that it's not like that. And I mentioned, I mean, that it's possible to explain the Gemara. I mean, on the basis of Reb Chaim's premise, I mean, that's the really what Reb Zalman in Eben Ozu is Masikan Reb Chaim from this Gemara. So from this Gemara, it appears that this is also in the full zone. This is also in the full zone. So we explain the Gemara. Now, so if we say, as Rabbi Zalman assumed, so then we can understand Tesis Kashi against Rashi. But from the Roitz Mashma, that he does not agree with the one that's Rabbi Zalman of Eben Ozu. That's why he answers the Kashi of Tesis against Rashi. Alright, now, if we say like Rabbi Zalman, so then we understand the Tesis. So Memele, there is no bigger chiddush in Rove than in the Rabbah. There is no bigger chiddush. Because true, what do we say? That over there, Mechonef would plait the stop. So he was not in Mishnah Yoch to the Rabbi. Only there is, in the interim, there is a neutral zone, that he is engaged in a neutral zone. So here too, by the Aldam Mishnah Rabbi, that's not an integral part of my Zavere. It's not an integral part of my Zavere. All right, so that is probably the pshat and tesis. All right, behei diba meitzit fi und nam eidi godom b'shus ha-yochid um taltro b'shus ha-rabi uvilvad shelo yeitzi chutz mu dalet ames vidayi b'gmore Dodom b'shus ha-yochi dum talto b'shus ha-rabi. B'shus ha-rabi dum talto b'shus ha-yochi. Uvilvad shelo yeitzi chutz me'abamis. So, ho yeitzi chay pchatos, leinu misayu lirove, yom arove amal v'chid yizim tkosav v'nesif arba v'nvir yidar ha-chol of chaye. So, the Gemara says, mi keton yin yeitzi chay pchatos, diu mi yeitzi poter avulos. Alright. So, damit sich dann mit mich ja doch schon was soll ich sagen damit dein Bau ist halt hat das wenn mir sei doch dann mal war mal wir für ja kommt es meine soll es ist soll es von cash so it has nothing to do with this case because according to Rashi there are whole of means the Milam Yud and there the Mishnah doesn't discuss the Milam Yud the Mishnah doesn't discuss the Milam Yud the Mishnah discusses where he stands let's say in the Mishnah Sayochi and he picks up the chaymas, let's say, with chilas dalet, and he puts it down, we say dalet. So what has it to do with Rove's din, that is reference to the case where it's mavel amal and yud? V'kach nirei kipir shach. V'mipore she'evirei derech olov. V'ponov minimei l'smeilei, neged gufi. Da'ava mine, kidu she'iti achim yagdei, have kimunach. V'nimtzer she'lehever dalet ames yachai. ומשנה הוסום לא ינוח ואין זה הנוח דרך עצמי. So now we understand this why the Gemara says in the Erev Dach Tzadik Ches לא ינו מסייר לרובה because it's managed the same case
I'm in the same case. So according to the Rach, Reviv the Cholov means that he stands in the Rishus Rabin, but instead of walking with the Chayvetz, so apparently he has very long arms, so he picks up the Chayvetz with Chilas Dalet, and then he puts it down, we saved our diamonds. So he's high. So why shouldn't he be high after all? He made an akira with Chilas Dalet, and he made our noche with Chilas Dalet. The answer is, because if he picks up the Chilas with Chilas Dalet, and then he holds it until he puts it down, so that chayfetz passes through his guf, through his feet, as he stands with his feet like this. So as he carries over the chayfetz, so it passes his feet, his guf. So we could say that the moment it passes his feet, so then it's considered as if it was noch between his feet. We could say that. So, komashim lo noch. That's why he's high. So now we understand, according to the Rach, we understand why the Gemara says, Leilu Misayu Lerobe, because it's the same case as the case of the Mish. Alright. Mishane Hosom Loinoch. Dein Zahanoch Edarachatzbe. So the Gemara says, Hosom Loinoch Hochenoch. Now there is a Marsha here. So we see the Masho here mentions a very big fish. Now, we saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Zorua, he goes so far as saying that when the Gemara says, Hochenoch, that's why the Emid Raskupe is potter, so it's only if he puts it down. When is the Emid Raskupe potter? If he puts it down on the floor of the Raskupe. Otherwise, he will be high. So even if his hand will rest for some time over the skupe, if he doesn't put down the chayvetz on the floor of the skupe, so he'll be high. Rashi is definitely not like that. But from the Lashon of Rashi, it's mashma hochenoch b'mokim tur b'yado eini dalasku. So it's mashma that l'chol hapoches the hand is to us. But suppose the hand, as it passes over the skupe, is in a state of motion all the time, doesn't stop even for a minute over the threshold, so then it's mashma from Rashi's lashon that he will be chayav, because then there is no hanoche that should be mivatel the akire from the Rishus Rav. That's how it's mashma. It's not explicit in Rashi, but why in Rashi it's not explicit, in the Rav that it's explicit. Shabbos, halacha yudal. Hamavi yachivet, the end of the halacha yudal. Hamavi yachivet mitchilas arba l'seif arba, ברשות הרבים, אף על פי שהעבירו למעלה מראש אחד. אומר אברום, לנו יצור, רשי הם בסיים פשעת אז רשי, אני מרמב״ם את בסיים פשעת אז רשי. אומר אברום, אין זה אחיר ושנוכן, למה שאומר דרך הולך. לנו יצור, דרעים את זה פשעת אוף טייסס, או דרך, אלו כך פירושים. עוד אומו, אין מגין כן, וניתו חיפץ מצד ימיני, ומניחי מצד צלילי, ניסי דלד אמס, אף על פי שהגיע לנגד עצמי, הרי הוא כמי שהמיחי באמצע שהוא מוקים פטור, כמי שלא המיחי חי, ואם המיחי, או יקווה ביודי שומע, פות, ועוד מיני במיחי מיחי מינס, מה משי פולן לחיפץ? לצא, כי פיקת אף לחיפץ, מתחיל את הרבה, and then, as he reached his goal, so he put down the chitz. Or he could, the other means that it wasn't in a state of motion all the time. But he picked it up, and for a moment, the hand stopped. The hand stopped, even though he didn't put it on the floor, I mean on the ground of the street, So then he spotted. When is the chayev? If it's neither in the chay, nor he could, the other, but he picked up the chitz. And continually, in a state of motion, the hand didn't press for a moment, negative good, but it was continually in a state of motion. So there, and then he put it down at the end of the hour. So then he's high. This is what he says. Avopi, kimshol yiniche chayev, vininiche, o yikve biyodei shomia, doesn't matter how long the hand rested there for a moment. So he spotted, kmo shomu, eimi dodem laskupe nekmo abayis. So it is obvious. So that he says, "Meshom Rami Laskupe no Abayis." That where is it? That by Imino Askupe, that is Poter. Also, if he could be other, either in Michei via Chachifet on the floor of the Skupe, or he could be other, as the hand was above the Skupe. It was equally other. It rested. The hand rested. But suppose the hand was in continual state of motion, didn't even rest over the Skupe. For a moment, so then he's higher. Then he's higher. So in the Rashbo, and the Rivet it's explicit. In Rashi, it's not 100% explicit, but Pashkes Aloshin is like the Rivet. Even though the Rashi is Chelik and the Rivet in the Pshat of Olam, but vis-a-vis the Imid al-Skupo is concerned, so then there is no difference. I mean, so Rashi agrees with the Sheet of the Rivet. Well, anyway, the Rivet is explicit. There is no doubt. Now, the Tetzes Yishemi, the Tetzes Reed. Is that what? We must have lost his lost until two. Pirish Kigan, she noch bintai, she not on the abyss, we noch alasku. So it's much more like the Yerzoah, I mean, I've been with Yerzoah, because he says, we noch alasku. I mean, what does he mean, we noch alasku? So it, but it's not before us. It maybe it means the Yad is noch alasku. The Yad is noch alasku. So, ויואי שנוטל, שנור ביטאי, שנוטל מבעל הבית, ונוח על הסקופ. Even though he says נוח, I mean, not נוחו. So, but it means, it could mean the יד, ונוח על הסקופ. ועוד השוק. But, it's very likely that it means, פשס הלושנו, ונוח על הסקופ, it means the חיפץ was נוח. In other words, like a mitzvah. Whatever it is, I mean, it's not important. A mitzvah explicitly says that when is the imid ala skupa potea, only if it is the chifetz is put down on the floor of that skupa. And the raivet says that it's potea as long as the yad is not. But he says, Teisves, der Rasch, der Mascho says in Teisves here, the Mitzvah shall ever dal dam is yachad. Ushana, hosom lo noch, de eze ha noch. De eze ha noch. So in other words, so that means, so he says, as the Mascho points out, that there is a distinction. Umiu har de hoche, have tvei noch mai de hoche. The chidin she'odom noch ala ha'skupe she'u mokim p'tur. So what does Masho mean? Because the hand mamesh rested for a moment, for 2 minutes, for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it doesn't make any difference. Because the resting of the hand for an hour has no special significance over in the book, the resting of the hand for a minute. So he doesn't mean mikre vachivet kishibokin evdi mokin tu mikre shapeno. So mikre, it's considered as if it is not. So obviously, he explains Teisves that according to Teisves, even if the hand is continually in a state of motion, the Emil Askupo takes the chifetz from the Oni and continually in a state of motion, he carries it over and puts it in the hand of the Balabais. And even though the hand didn't rest over the Askupo for a moment, Havashapanos, it's considered, since the person is standing on the Askupo, is in a state of rest, so the hand that is in motion, while it passes over the askupe, where the person, the baalayat, is resting, is also considered resting. So the hand is considered resting of the din, even if it's continually in a state of motion. That's only in the case where the odom is noch askupe. Mashem came in the case of Rove, where he stands in the Vishus Arabin and he picks up the Chivet Mitzchila Dalet. We say Dalet, so then we don't say that even though the hand is continual in a state of motion, so it's considered the moment it passes through its roof as if it rests. No, you have to understand what's the moment. Now, usually, I mean, everyone is accustomed to assume that the Masho is only, tells only pshat. In Teisves, I mean, there is no lomdes in the Masho. Many times it is like that. He just says the plain pshat. But there are many Mashos when there is a lot of lomdes, and this is one of the Mashos that is possessed of a lot of lomdes. So in other words, so we have to understand. I mean, and the Masho was derived from the Lashon of Teisves. So he says umishame hosom lo noch dein ze hanoch derachatzmo. And there's the Gersas Marshal. So, and even without the Gersas Marshal, Berachatzmi, suppose we're not there, Berachatzmi. But the Roshan, Umshana Hosom Loinoch, Dein Zanoch. If the Pshat, you see, so the Marsho assumed that the Marsho certainly knew what the Raivet says, so he knew that the Raivet says the contrary. So why was he forced to explain Teitzes that he should disagree with the Raivet? After all, it's more reasonable to assume that there is no Machlokes Rishayim. No, he was indicted from the Loshen. Because even without the Marshal Gersay, the Chatzmei, Umishana Hosom Loinoch, the Eizanoch, if we say like the Raivet, if Teitzves had entertained the Sheik of the Raivet, so Teitzves shouldn't say, the Eizanoch, Umishana Hosom Loinoch. We are dealing there with the case, Hosom, we are dealing with the case where it's continually state of motion. As the Raivet says, in the case of Derech Holo, if he will stop his hand and it will rest for a moment, as it reaches his goal, it will rest, and then he'll keep on moving his hand and put down the chifetz at the end of the Aldames, so he'll be brought there. So why did he say, Umshana Hosom Loinoch, Dein Zanoch, Hosom Loinoch? So, since Teisa says, in other words, the Teisa says that it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference whether in the case of Mavi Chayvet Mitzchila Dalet, say Dalet Shusarabi, Derech Holo, Derech Gufe, it doesn't make any difference whether the hand rests or the hand doesn't rest. It's always. unless you put on chivitz in Negev Kupe. Then, of course, so it's not Babel al Damas, so it's Babel, let's say, two Amas, I don't know what it is. But if, as long as he doesn't put down the chivitz on the ground of the street, Negev Kupe, so even if his hand will rest Negev Kupe, it's not considered enough. It's not considered enough. Mashem came vis-a-vis him in Negev Kupe. So even if the hand is continually state of motion, it's always considered enough. This is how the Masho explains this. He said, so, the Chivim she'od of no chale eskupo, she'u mokim tu, v'achiv eski bloki she'bo kinegdi mokim tu, mikre shab enoch. It's mikre shab enoch, there's a woman this year, it's not just the Gemara says that their cholov has reference to one mitzies, and the Nidra Skupo has reference to another mitzies, as the Chayvet says. No, the same mitzies. But, by the Recholov, it's not considered noch. And by any Lal Skupo, it is considered noch, even if the hand is in a state of motion. Even in the state of motion. Now we have to understand. So we really see here three shittes. From Yitzchok here, Zohua Shite, and Raya Shite, and probably Rashi is like the Raya Shite. And then Teisa Shite, the way the Masho explains the Teisus. The way the Masho explains it. So we have to understand by the Teisa Shite. According to the Masho. According to Masho's Japanese. So according to the Masho's Japanese, so vis-a-vis the last couple of years, the hand is continually in a state of motion. So it's considered like Hanoch. It's considered like Hanoch. Why? So the Pshat could be very simple. Now we say Yodi Bosagufiko. So the male sins, the person stands. The Yosef stands, so as the Ritva in Erev Daf Lamed Gimel says, Yodei Vosagufei Kol here, so that means that it's considered as if he put the chepetz on the place where he places his feet. Alright, the Ritva is referencing a case where there is an Akiras Gufei, and Anoch has been. But in this case, there is no Akiras Gufei, because the person is standing there for a long time on the Askupo. But since he's standing in a certain position, I'm the Askupo, and so the male at the moment, the hand is Neged Gufe, Neged his feet. Neged Gufe means where the feet stand. So the moment the hand reaches Neged Gufe, so then it's considered that the hand is also where the feet stand. I mean, this is an extension of what the Ritva says, the Chidushi of Ritva says later. So the male, even though the hand is in a state of motion, so it's still considered resting there. Now, suppose a person stands with his feet, and then he picks up one foot, and he keeps on waving for a few moments with one foot. So there, it can be considered that he's resting in that place, even while one foot is in a state of motion. So the same thing is true of in connection with the Odo Moemi de la Skupo. The Odo Moemi de la Skupo. So the moment, so the Skupo is one of the shoes. And the hand, he takes out the chifes from the oni. So at that moment, so the hand and the goof were not in the same issues, two different issues. He takes out, he stands, I stand on the Skupo, and I take a chifes from the hand of the oni. So at that moment, so the hand is in one rishus, in rishus rabbi, and my whole group, together with the feet, is on the askupo. But the moment it passes over the askupo, so then the hand and the group is in the same rishus. So then it's considered as if the hand, even though it's in a state of motion, so it's considered as if the hand is also resting where the feet stand. But as long as the hand was over here, so he couldn't say that the hand was resting on the Askupo, because the Askupo is one Rishus, and the hand was not Rishus. But the moment the hand passes over the Askupo, even though it doesn't rest, he's not knocking the hand. So then it can be considered as if it is resting. But you'll say, but it's in a state of motion. So I'm mentioning the example. Suppose a person stands and he picks up his foot. So do we say that only one foot is noch and the other foot is not noch? No, we don't say that. So here too, the moment it passes
over the Askupo, and he rests on the Askupo. It's in the same issues. So then the hand is considered as resting. As resting at the same place where the person stands. Even if it's in a state of motion. That is Shaleach. That is Shaleach. In the case where the person stands in on the Askupo, and the hand is originally, at the very outset, is in the Rishus HaRabim, and he takes out the Chifetz, and then as the hand reaches the Askupo, so in the middle we consider it as see, so at that time there is a Maise HaNoche under the Rishus where the Guf is standing. So in the middle, so it can be considered the fact that the hand passes over the place, the Rishus, where the Guf is standing, that can be considered as a Maisa Hanoche and the Rishus, where the Guf is standing. Yodeloi Nayach, too, we say Yodeloi Nayach. Why? Because over there, the Gemara has reference to the case where the Yad is the one Rishus and the Guf is not Rishus. But here, when I take the Chayetz, and as the hand passes over the Askupe, so then, even Yodeloi is Nayach. But you ask, but even the hand, while it passes over the Askupe, is in the state of motion? That doesn't matter. So it's like a person who is standing and he picks up one foot and he waves with one foot. So that doesn't mean that only one foot is resting and the other foot is not resting. So here too, the moment when the person takes the chayfetz from the Rishus HaRabim and he brings the toe.
is the state of Moshe. This is the heat of thesis, the Kornikim Masho's explanation of it. That's only Shayach by a scupo. Because originally the hand was in another issues. Now when he brings it over the Ascupo, it becomes the same issues. So then we say Hanochas Gufi, Kanochas, so Hanochas Yodi is also Kanochas Chayis. What difference does it make? Hanochas Chayis. Mashein came when he stands in the Rishus Rabin, but when he picks up a Chayfet, and then he brings it over Keneged Gufi, so even if his hand stops, so it's not considered that he made the Hanochas Keneged Gufi, even if his hand stops. This is the Pshat and Thesis. This is the Pshat and Thesis according to Marsho's Pshat. Now, Rashi Shita is not like that. Rashi Shita and the Raivet Shita is that when is there a Hanoche, only when the hand l'chol apoches rests. But if the hand is in a state of motion, so then there is no Hanoche. I mean, that doesn't require an explanation. It's very reasonable. I mean, the Raivet Shita and Rashi. Now, the question is, what is the shita of the Yazova? What is the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak Yazova? So, now, Rashi shita in the Mishnah that base was, we discussed it, I mean, we answered Rabbi Leah's Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi and the Rabbi Ratinore, Oy Shemotal Misecha Veitze Achives Veniyav Meshus Rabbin, Dehovat Lo Yakira Mishayoch Lanoch Meshus Rabbin. So Rabbi Gimeyer has the Kashi against Rashi against the Rabbi Vadim Batinore. Why do they say Veniyav Meshus Rabbin? Veniyav Meshus Rabbin. So, in respect to Rashi, Rabbi Gimeyer says, because Rashi, maybe Rashi has a derech, has an approach to explain the Mishnah many times according to Salkeleiter of Veniyav. Alright, but he has the Kashi against Rabbi Vadim Batinore. So we said that Rashi Shiti is no, even according to Maskon of Gemara, when do we say that Hanoch has Gufi, Hanoch has Chayfetz? Only when there is a Maisa Hanoch. So if a person, let's say, has a Chayfetz in his pocket, and then he's Eker his Guf, and he starts walking, so when he's Eker the Guf, so he's not Eker only the feet, he's Eker the feet and the hands, everything, and the whole load that is on him. When he stops, so he's not only his feet stop, his feet and his whole goof, including the hands, and everything that is on his goof and on his hands, and stuff. So then there is a Maisanoch. Mashenken in this case, when the Oni stretches out an empty hand into the Bais, and then he takes a Chayfetz from the Balabais, and he pulls back his hand. And he was standing all the time in the streets. So unless he puts down on the floor, on the carcass, so he's potter. Why? Because here there was no Maisa Anoch on the Gufay. Maisa Anoch on the Gufay. So mainly there has to be Hanoche of the Chayetz. So Rabbi Yitzchak Yerzoua can be explained in accordance with the Shita of Rashi. But the Kashi is. So that's why Rabbi Yitzchak Yerzoua says that the image of Ascupe is potter only if he puts down the Chayfetz on the floor of the Ascupe. But the Kashi is. So why does Rashi say, not like Rabbi Yitzchak Yerzoua, Rashi says, here, Hosom, So even if he doesn't, so what Rashi Lishito say, should say, Hoche noch hachevetz ala askupe, al karka askupe. Because after all, he has been standing there all the time, so there is no maisa noch. But what did he say? That the fact that he moves with his hands, there is a Maisa Anoche, so then here too, he pulls back the hand. So, in other words, according to Rashi in the Mishneh, we require there should be a Maisa Anoche of the whole group in order to say, Anoche has good, Anoche has good. But the Maisa Anoche just on the hand, not. So why is it that Rashi here says that he's potter as long as the hand rests, even though the Chayvetz was not Maniach? So we can say that in order to be Chayev, there must be a full Hanoche. So in other words, so that Hanoche's Gufei should be a full hanochas chayvetz. So it's only when there is a maisa hanoch. Masheinkei, in the case where the oni stretches out an empty hand and he takes out the chayvetz from the bais and then he pulls it back, and then when he pulls it back to the rishus rabbim, he doesn't put down the chayvetz. So it is a hanoche. On one hand, it is a hanoche. It is chalakoches a partial hanoche, because the hand and the group are in the same rishus. So it's the chalakoches is considered partially munach in the rishus rabbim. But to be chayev chatos, there has to be a full hanoche. And when is it a full hanoche? There is a ma'is hanoche. As when a person makes hanoches gufe. Mashen can hear when he pulls back the hand in the Mishneh, so it's not a full anoche. So maybe it cannot be mechuyev chatos, but since a partial anoche it is, so it's enough to patter him. So maybe that the image of Askupe should be put there, is because a partial anoche it is, even though there is no ma'is anoche Askupe. So maybe it's mevatel the original akir. That's apparently Shita's Rashi.
Shuvim Hen Shavas Dalat Shvat Hei Tav Shin Lam Zayin January
23, 1977
on Sunday.
Now, Daftes, it's a near of
just go over, I mean, the Gemara, the Rashi, and the Tesis. I mean, Tesis happens to be in line with the Shita of the Baal HaMoreh, but not going to discuss all the Shitas of Rishonim, not because it's an Erev Sugya, but it's a very important Sugya. I mean, it's Negila Maise, I mean, in connection with, let's say, when you have to open the key, open the door with the key, you know, are you allowed, then you take out the key from the keyhole. Are you allowed to bring in the key into the house as you stand under the lintel? You know, I mean, it's Negeye. I mean, every Shabbos it's Negeye, the child. So it has to do with this Gemara. All right, Achir Amin, Askupo, and then we'll start, I mean, next year, we'll start Hazerik. Achir Amin, Askupo, Mishamesh, Eshtei, Rishui. Bizman, Sha, Pesach, Pesuach, Kelefnim, Pesach, Noul, Kelechutz. Pesach no kilochutz. The apple gav yiles lilechem. Now Rashi says Pesach posuach. Kosal kadaitoch bimovei sheachshere bilech vilechye lifnim in askup. Now this Rashi is very difficult. He says vilechye lifnim in askup. So the Marsho points out that when he says vilechye lifnim in askup, so it's lab davke. Doesn't mean davke lech lifnim askup. What he wants to say, Rashi, is Rashi wants to emphasize that it's not lechye mechutz laskupe, but in other words, even in a case where the lechye is zokuf and the askupe itself, askupe is the threshold. Even in a case where the lechye is zokuf is set up and the threshold itself, so it's considered as if the lechye would be lifnim askupe. But it's lav davke lechi lifnim askupe. The important thing is kosal kedaita b'mobi she'achshir b'lechi, and the lechi is not mechutz laskupe. Not mechutz laskupe. If the lechi is mechutz laskupe, so maybe the lechi is effective ligabi the space of the askupe too. But if the lechi is lifnim askupe, so then the lechi cannot be effective on the space of the askupe, and even if the lechi is zokuf on the askupe itself, so it's the same thing as if the lechi had been lifnim in askupe. V'hayli di komisam, v'afal gav v'les lechim v'chutz, v'yoma rav chome, omar bar guri, omar rav, teich ha-pesach toch lechi acher atem, וכי תאימה, ירז בדלת על דלת, ואומר, קומת ועגור, היא אומרה, תריך הפסח, אף על פי שבדלת על דלת, צורך לך להכיר. אין אלו סדרש. תריך הפסח של מובל, והאם הרוי חפסקופ, צורך לכי, צורך לכי, אחי להתירי, שהלכי המתירס המובל, סתומי נגד האסקופ, ויזוקו עולר. So Ascupe means a threshold. And we are talking, let's say, the threshold like this. This is, and this threshold, just beneath the lintel. So that's Ascupe. So suppose the lechi, that's the Uve Achim itself, like here. You have the mezuzahs. That's the Uve Achim. So suppose that the Uve Achim itself, that's the lechi. In the whole lechi, yes, I'm there. In other words, so you have two lechis. You have the Uve Achimo, the mezuzah, I mean the post, on one side and on the other side. So really you have two lechis. So if the lechi is set up on the threshold itself, as for example here. So the lechi is set up on the threshold itself. Sha'alechi ha'mati resamovei, stomei neged ha'askup. Vizokufala, Vikosova, also Lishtamish, Negedalech, Elo Mechide Hapni Mulifni, Have Hekeramachit. In other words, so we say that what is the Hekeramachit? Chide Hapnim. Chide Hapnim. In other words, let's say, suppose this room is outside. Is outside. And this is the threshold. So the chide achitz is a chide apnimi, and then you're going in inside. So in other words, so that is what is the hekra mechitze, the outer chid. So el mechide apnimi lifnim have hekra mechitze. In other words, in order to understand this Rashi, so we have to take notice of two things. First of all, there is one aloche. Sometimes, I mean, that's in Rashi says El Mechide Apnim Ulifnim Have Heker HaMechit. In other words, because in the Gemara in Erevin there is a Machlekes whether Lechi is Mishum Mechitze or Lechi is Mishum Heker, and the same thing applies to Keiro, whether Keiro is Mishum Heker or Keiro is Mishum Mechitze. So the Roshan of Rashi is El Mechide Apnim Ulifnim Have Heker HaMechit. So in other words, that even if we say that lechi is mishum mechitze, so then we still say that the heker hamechitze is mechidei apnim. V'chi teime the lesbir ochel dalet b'meshachu ve'achimo l'fich ochein rishus la'atzmo u'muta li'ishtamish k'neged alechi mechidei achitze שהוא שוב לעסקופה אצל רשיס הרבים, ואין לכל לכי גודל מו ואחימו, שמטן ומטן, שבוהם המובי ניתן. In other words, so we could have a salted aito, that where the הסקופה does not have רוחב דלת, so ממילא, it becomes bottle. So then we can be משתמש מחי ואחיץ. Why, even though Rashi just said Mechidei Apnimi Ulifnim Have Heker HaMechitze, so where does it have a Dina Mechitze from the Chidei Apnimi? So what difference does it make whether it has Dalet Vochim or it doesn't have Dalet Vochim? If the Chidei Achitzen is the Mechitze, so Mimele, even if it has Dalet Vochim, and if Chidei Apnimi is the Mechitze, so even if it doesn't have Dalet Vochim, why should we make a distinction between the case where the threshold is Dalet Vochim or the threshold is not Dalet Vochim? The answer is because if the threshold in Achaname, Al Kedin the Mechitze is Mechidei Hapnim Ulifnim is the Mechitze. And, but in as much as it's only Negei Midrabono, because Midraise, so it's a Rishus HaYochid anyway, because of the three Mechitzes. Or three mechitzes, and even according to the Rambam, I mean that three mechitzes mid raitze, it's not a rishus hayochid. It must have a lechi in order to become a rishus hayochid. So it's a mokim ptur. So memele, so there is no problem mid raitze as far as carrying is concerned.
So the whole problem is only with the Rabbanon. So since the whole problem is only with the Rabbanon, Midrash say it's a Rishis HaYochid with the three Mechitzes. So true that the Mechitze has is Mechide Apnimo with Nim, it's considered Mukef Mechitzes. It's not considered Mukef Mechitzes, Mechide HaChitzein. But if the threshold, the Askupe, is less than Dalet Vochim, so it's not something substantial, so then this insignificant space that is less than Dalet Vochim becomes bottled to the rest. To the rest of the Move, to the rest of the bais. So that we could say that. V'chite less birochav dalet. So mimele, so even though mechide hapnim ulifnim is a heka mechitze. So it's considered mukef mechitzes only mechide hapnim. So the question is, the space of the askupe itself is not mukef mechitzes. Is not mukef mechitzes mid rabbonot. But we could say that inasmuch as it's insignificant, it's less than Dalet Vochim, so it becomes bottled to the rest of the, to the Move, to the Bais, and so on. But we don't say that. V'chitein les birochav dalet meshachu v'achim. V'fichu ochim v'rishus le'atzmo. In other words, so this space that is beneath the lintel, since it's less than Dalet, so v'fichu ochim v'rishus le'atzmo. U'muta li'ishtamish k'neged ha'lachim, m'chidei ha'chitzim, she'u shove la'ashkupe, it's a rishus ha'rabim. So since it's not Rishus Le'atzmo, it becomes bottled to the Rishus of the Mavei, to the Rishus of the Bais. Ve'im l'chol l'chi godu, mi'u v'achim, o she'mikam v'kam, she'bo em ha'mo v'nita, so you have two l'chis. So, v'om raf chom v'agum, ye'om raf, t'ich ha'pesach ha'val p'ishem, v'dal v'dal, v'tzorach l'achach l'atir. In other words, we don't say that in as much as the space of the askupe is insignificant, I mean, it's less than Dalet Vochim. So Mimele it becomes bottled. It's not a Rishus with Neatzme. So it becomes bottled to the Rishus of the Movei, of the Bais, and it's Nigra Rachov. We should be able to be mitaltled there? No, we don't say that. Also, the question is, so why do we say, Bizman Sha Pesach Pasuach is Kiletim? After all, if the Askupe, if the Lechit, is lifnim in askupe, or if migdalechi is zopuf kineged askupe. So mimele, there is no lechi on the askupe itself, on the alukufa itself. Alright. So there are two topics. Omar Rav Yudah Mara, hoche be askupe smo ve askinon. Chetzye mikure ve chetzye she'ein mikure. Vikiruyov kila putnim. Pesach posuach kila putnim. Pesach no kilochus. Now let's see the Rashi. Hoche baskupas mo veaskim, ki dekamre. Avo loy bimo vei sheach sheire bilech. Elo bimo vei. So in other words, insofar as the heter. Two, we are dealing here with the movei that has a new veachimo. So it's certainly a lechi. But as far as the effectiveness of lechi is concerned, so it is considered mukef mechitzes only mechide hapnim ulifnim. So that will not be effective ligabe the uvi alechi itself, but here it becomes muter through ikeiro. So ikeiro, whereas vis-a-vis lechi. So we say it considered mukef mechitzes only mechide apnim ulifnim, not mechide achitzeni, but vis-a-vis keiro. So then we can say that it is considered mukef mechitzes from the chide achitz, either because according to Mandoma that keiro mishum heker, because that's in machlekes in Gemara Neira, whether keiro mishum heker or keiro mishum mechitze. So if we say that keiro is mishum heker, So Mimele, you can be mishtameish mechudachitz because you have a heker. And even if we say that keiro is mishum, even if we say that keiro is mishum mechitz, so how can keiro be considered a mechitz? Bishlein alech, you understand. Lech is a mechitz, I mean, it's then for it. But keiro is placed horizontally. So how can it be considered? How can it be considered a mechitz? The answer is by applying the aloche of pi keiro yere b'seis. In other words, if you put up the keiro, so we say the pi keiro, The pikeiro is here in the seisei.
Now, the keiro has to be placed upon tfanim, upon walls. So in other words, so we say, this is here in the seisei. It's like alocher of gudachis. So pikeiro here in the seisei. So now, the question is, whether it's pnei apnimi is here in the seisei, or pnei achitzne is here in the seisei. So that this is what Gemara is saying, that even if we say that Keiro is Mishim Mechitze, but then there is a distinction between Lechi. Lechi, if it's Mishim Mechitze, so it's the Chode HaPnimi makes it Mukev Mechitze. But Keiro, if it is Mishim Mechitze, so it's Chudo Achitze is here, they say same. So Memele, even this place, beneath the Keiro, is also considered as Mukev Mechitze. So he says, the width of the threshold itself is dalit vachim, but not the whole width of the threshold is covered by keiro, so only half of it, and half is uncovered. So v'yuvei v'askupe v'yuvei pesach mistom rechovim. So that has dalit. Nimtzo chetzio shaluvi ha-pesach mikore, v'chetzio eine mikore. Uch again, so which half is covered with the keiro? So the one that the chetzio apnimi. Uch again, shehi niach ha-keiro kilap itnim. Now let's say that the threshold extends from here to here, but only half of the threshold space, however the threshold space, is covered with the keiro, and the other half is uncovered. So nimtzo chetzi shul ha-pesach mikore v'chetzi mikore uchegen shiniach ha-kriot la-pitni mitzad ha-mode hilkach pesach posuach lifni mi-chid ha-chitzni shal keiro ulifni v'sova lo kimando omar. So Pesach Posuach is Klifnim. So if the Pesach is Posuach, and the Pesach is, the door is here. Before the Keiro Apnimis. The Keiro Apnimis. So if the Pesach is open, Hilkach Pesach Posuach Klifnim, Mechidach Hitzin Shel Keiro. So if the door is open, so it's not the same. It's not saying the movei. So then, it's mutar to be mishtamei tachas hakeiro. Why? So you can't be supposed to be mechila chitzi shel keiro lifnei. V'sov l'kamando amar mutar mishtamei tachas hakeiro. Oy mishem tam hakeir nuba. Now according to the kamando amar that keiro is mishem heker. So then we say that the heker consists in the chuda chitzi. And according to Mandoma, that Keiro is Mishim Mechitze, so we say that the Pikeiro Achitzin, the Pikeiro Achitzin here, they say same, not Pikeiro Hapnin is here, they say same. So in other words, we imagine as if this goes down, some mele, it's Mukem Mechitz. Oy, Mishim Tamai Kambak, Vosh Buktai Vered, Moy Mishim Mechiro Mishim Mechitze, Dam Rinon, Chuda Achitzin here, they say same. But Pesach, no. But suppose the Pesach is closed, so then it blocks the whole keiro, because the door is before the keiro, apnimisi. Pesach no vadele sheikid bifnei askupa apnimis. So in other words, so memele, if the Pesach is no, so that means that here it's blocked. The move is also here. It's blocked. So then we're not allowed to carry here, to carry from here inside. We're not allowed. So Pesach no, vadele shekid bifnei askupa pnimis, this is the deles, V'chol ha'askupo chutz l'delis. So the whole askupo from here till here is chutz l'delis. So then we're not allowed to carry in even from beneath the keilo into the inside. Into the inside. I mean, if the delis is closed, so how can it carry into the inside? So there might be a hole, I mean. So there is a way of carrying in. So it's not allowed to carry in even from under the keilo into the inside. Come after that, the chim, the nistam amove, bottle of keilo. The lekel may mayer, we say, say. Now the question, so Rashi was bothered by Kash. Now, here you have the Uve Hachemo, right? So you have the Uve Hachemo here, and you have the Uve Hachemo here. Now, here, so why shouldn't we apply the general principle of Piti Koyeri Seisem? Now, we have to remember one thing, that there is a general principle of Piti Koyeri Seisem that is effective midrash. But in order to apply the general principle of Pitei Koyer Viseisem that is effective in the Raitse without recourse to the special takones Chachomim of Keilo. So, in order to apply the general principle of Pitei Koyer Viseisem, you have to have three mechitzes. And then, and the fourth side is open, so we say Pitei Koyer Viseisem. So, in the Raitse, we say Pitei Koyer Viseisem. So, in Mele, it's considered like four mechitzes. So, the Kashi of Rashi was, why do the Achirim say that if it's Pesach no is kilachutz, Pesach no is kilachutz. So mele, you're not allowed to be mishtamish, believe the keilo into the inside. But after all, that's the Uve Achemo. So you have a mechitza here, and that's the other side of the Uve Achemo. So you have a mechitza here, and then the door itself should be a mechitza. So you have three mechitzas mures, and then we should say pitikro yirav seisei. So it should be considered four mechitzas. So in other words, so that is a one bishayochit, and then inside the Mobe, in front of the Pesach, is another bishayochit. So I should be allowed to carry from here to here, from here to here. So Rashi, that's the kasha that Rashi raises. So he says, V'leke v'neima, yere v'seisei, v'chol mechitzes, she'im v'chol olam chitzes, d'aled eina mechitzes. Now I mentioned that Rashi, because everybody raises the question as to the apparent sphere between this Rashi and the Rashi Dafres. Because Dafres, so Rashi says, Kofar Pio, Aino Rechobobov Kol. Teisve says, Arechobobov. But Aino Rechobobov, so then he's not Potter. Because we can't apply the Aloha of Budachis of Mechitzes. Because if he doesn't enclose a space of Dalet, so then he doesn't have a Chalisha Mechitzes. But Rashi says, Ayeno Rechobobo. So that means even though he doesn't enclose a space of Dalet, it still has a Chalisha Mechitzes. But here Rashi says like Teisves. So I said at that time that Rashi Shitte, Teisves Shitte is that if he doesn't enclose a space of Dalet al Dalet, he doesn't even have a Chalisha Mechitzes. So maybe we can't apply the aloche of gudachis of mechitzes. Rashi shite is that it has a halisha mechitze even if he doesn't enclose his space of dal, it still has a halisha mechitze. So over there on the Gemara Dafres, all that is necessary is that it should have a halisha mechitze. And once it has a halisha mechitze, so apply the aloche of gudachis of mechitzes. It's not necessary to make it into a rishus ayochi. Because the Ptur is, because Agdim Mokim Ptur, that's the reason. So, but in order to be considered Agdim Mokim Ptur, Dafres, so it must have a Chalisha Mechitze. So even though it doesn't enclose a space of Dalet al Dalet, it still has a Chalisha Mechitze. Teisa is a Chelik. That if it doesn't have a space, if it doesn't enclose a space of Dalet al Dalet, it does not have a Chalisha Mechitze at all. Mashenkin here it's not enough that it has a Chalisha Mechitze. Here, Rashi's Kashi is, since we have here on this side of the Mechitze. Uve Achemo, and here we have Uve Achemo, and here is the door. So the door is a mechitze, and the Uve Achemo is a mechitze, and the Uve Achemo here is a mechitze. So we have three mechitzes mures. So then we should apply the general principle of piti koyeret viseisein. So it will be considered muke for mechitzes. That means to become rishus hayochid. So Rashi says. So Rashi here Rashi agrees with Teisves.
in order to become a Rishus HaYochid, it's not enough that it has a Chalisha Mechitza. Over there, Dafres, all that we are interested in, that it should have a Chalisha Mechitza. Not that it should, that the space should be considered much of Mechitza. But here, in order to be allowed to carry from here into the mobile, it must become a Rishus HaYochid. It must become Muker Mechitzes. Not only that the Mechitze is the Chalisha Mechitze, but that the enclosed space must be considered Muker Mechitzes. So in order to be considered Muker Mechitzes, there must be substantial space that is Muker Mechitzes. Less than Dalet Adalet is not a substantial space. So it cannot be considered Mukev Mechitzes, but over there on the Ches, it's not necessary that it should be considered Mukev Mechitzes, as long as the wall of the Kaveres, as the Deifen of the Kaveres, has a Chalisha Mechitzes, so we can apply the Aloche Gudaches Mechitzes. So Mele, it's Agdim Mokim Tov. But here, in order to be allowed to carry, so the whole space, the enclosure of the threshold, the whole space enclosed in the threshold, so must be considered as Mukev Mechitzes. How can it be considered Mukev Mechitzes if the space is not a substantial space, it's not all about that? So this is what Rashi said. So he said, V'lekli mei ma'yere v'seis, v'chol mechitzes shim v'chol ha'mechitzes d'aled in mechitzes, v'lishayich ha'vei teres gudachis, u'leolch ha'vei u'pme v'asku pas bayis, v'istam bayis pesach sholei yesh lei ma'ashkei v'mil ma'ilo, v'nimtu v'ha pesach kule mikure, ואפילו פסח נולם גנוירה בסייסים, שהרי יש בכל הלוב ידלת מן הדלס לסתים הספיית, התיקחו. So in other words, if the תיקחו, if the lintel has דלת, then even though the פסח is נול, so we still apply the הלוכה of פיתי פוליה בסייסים. When do we say that if the פסח is נול, so the bottle of דינקרו, that is in a case where the general principle of Pitikoya Riseisen doesn't apply. Because the general principle of Pitikoya Riseisen is in the Reisevik Aloch. So that general principle of Pitikoya Riseisen that is in the Reisevik Aloch, that is affecting the Reise, is only Shayach if it has three Mechitzes, and then the Pitikro itself will enclose a space of down the valley. Mashein came, if the keiro, the width of the keiro is less than dalet al dalet, let's say it's two tvachim, it's chetzio mikuro, the chetzio in mikuro, so the space, the width of the keiro is only two tvachim. So maybe we cannot say that, we cannot apply the general principle of piti toyer disaisim, that is effective with the raisim. But if the pesach is posuach, and there is no pesach, so then there is a takones chachomim of keiro. So either that's the Rabbanan Dikaloche of Keiro. Not on the basis of the Reisedike principle of Piti Koyer Diseisen, but because of a special takone of Keiro. So the Shaila is the effectiveness with the Rabbanan of Keiro. Is it Mishum Heker or is it Mishum Mechitze? So there is one Mandoma who says that the effectiveness of Keiro with the Rabbanan is also Mishum Mechitze. So in other words, so with the Rabbanan we apply the Aloche of Pi Keiro. Pio achitzin, chude achitzin here, we say, even though it does not enclose a space of dalet al dalet, we still say pio achitzin, yere, we say, mashein kein, when the dalet is no, so then bottle of din keiro. So, and as far as the reizidik aloche, of Piti Koyer Diseisen is concerned, so the Dallas cannot be Mivatel. The fact that the Dallas is closed. But since it's not Dalet al Dalet, so Mimele, since it's not Dalet Tvochim White, the Keiro, so the general principle of Piti Koyer Diseisen doesn't apply. This is what he says. Vadin dot Motel Lufme Kulem Keiro, El Shem Birochov of Dalet, El Mishim Stamu Veachrimo, in the Pokes Dalet. Now, but one thing we see from Rashi Shite. Rashi Shite is, so even if Pesach is Pesuach, so then we can apply the Aloche, the Rabbonim Dika Aloche of Keiro, whether it's Mishim Heker, so the Heker consists in Chuda Achitzen, or Mishim Mechitzes, or Chuda Achitzen, but it's the Rabbonim Dika Aloche, so even then, even if Pesach is Pesuach, so it can only
carry b'mishtamish tachas akeo, not in the open part of the uncovered part of the threshold. They're not. That's Rashi shite. But the Ramoya shite is, and Teisa shite, as the Masho points out, I mean, it's obviously like that, is also like the Baramoya. So the Baramoya shite is that the Takonis Chachomim of Keiro implied that if you have a Keiro, let's say, here is the Askup, the threshold. The threshold of the Moved. So when you have and if you have a Keiro, the Keiro covers just half of the width of the threshold. Now the threshold can extend from here to here, but this part there is no Keiro. So only half of the threshold is covered with the Keiro. So the Baramoya says that Midrabonon, the effectiveness of Keiro is over the whole threshold. And see if it extended over the whole aspect. That's the shit of Baramoya. But Rashi is chilek. So according to Baramoya, if Pesach is Pesuach, so it's not only you can be mishtamish here at Tachas HaKeiro, you can be mishtamish here also, in the uncovered part of the Asuk. That's a big chiddush. A big chiddush in Baramoya. ואחר מהם מעסקו במשמש שתי רשוי פרי סוגים בו שמיית כמנדוע מעמות על השתם משתך הקירו ובינך לנוסח בוחס על כבידוך תכנסים להוסח ואין הם מסמים עלי הוכל לפחו שמה יסקינו היא עסקו בסמובי שאכשר בלחי ודרך עסקו פה ליס מקצוס היצם בחוץ למובי היכתים יותר עס עסקו פה וללחי שהלכויים בריש המובי בו עשו השתם משבנייה משום לחי בשיח הפסח ותיח הפסח צורך לחי אחר להתירק כל מה שייצא מן האסקופו, חוץ ממה בישוע עושה, ועם פסח פסוח מי לא זה כלום, וחיתם באסקופו את לסבי הבו, so it comes bottle, it's not רשות בפני עצמי, it comes bottle to the רשות של המובי, וחיל להב עמוק עם חושב, לא יצריך ללכה החלטי למין, because it becomes bottle to the מובי, ואומר רב נחם ברוב, ואומר רב, ויתמין רבונה באסקופס, ויתמין רבונה, באסקופס מובי, שאין הכשיר בלכי אלו בקירו, והקירו מותר להשתמש תחתיו, וחיל שהקירו היא על מקצת האסקופה, היא משכס מה שבחוץ לפני. It's a special תקונס חכם. היא משכס, because מדרעייסה, there is no problem altogether. מדרעייסה, פלי מחיצת זה זינו. So, או מדרבון. So that was תקונס חכם. That the קירו is משכס מה שבחוץ also. The rest of the space of the אסקופ. משכס מה שבחוץ לפני. כל זמן שהפסח פסוח. So when we say that it's משכס, מה בחוץ, if it is פסוח. והנה דאמרים על חצי מקורה וחצי מקורה וקירוי על נתנים. ולאו דווקא חצי, אלא מה שנקיר המגיע, מגס, מספס החיצינו של האסקופי. ואף על פי כן, כיוון שהכשר עמו בקירו, ומקצס האסקופי תחס הקירו, יש בו בקירו המטרס למשך, אף מה שבחוץ לפנים. כל זמן שהפסח פסוח. אבל בזמן שהפסח נור, נחליקו האסקופה, ונעשה מה שבפנים כלפנים, ומה שבחוץ כלחוץ. So the Baramoya is really can Rashi on two points. Rashi shita is, the deep with Pesach is posuach, so it's only muter to be mishtamish tachas akir, but not in the other half, in the external half of the askup, because there is no keir over there. We don't say that the keiro is meishach mashe bechutz kelifni, and that's one point in Rashi, and the second point in Rashi is that if it is the Pesach is no, so even tachas a keiro it's also mishtamish. The Baramoya is chilek on both points. If the Pesach is posuach, so then it's with a lishtamish even in the external part of the askup. Because then the keiro is meishech mashe belchutz lifnim. And if the Pesach is no, so then this aloche that the keiro is meishech mashe belchutz lifnim doesn't take effect. But But beneath the Keira, then you are mutually ishtamish according to Bala Moer, even if the Pesach is known. And Teis Veshite is like the Bala Moer. We'll see soon. We'll soon see. Alright. So that's one terrace. There's a terrace of Rabbi Marav, the Tochet Biskupas Movi Askino, Chetzi Mikor, Chetzi Shen Mikor, Mikeruli Klatinim, Pesach Pesuach Klatinim, Pesach Noor Klachutz. Rabash Omar Leilom Biskupas Bayis Askino, וכגין שקירו בשתי קרס, שאין בזו אבו ואין בזו אבו, ואין בין זו לזו שלישו. ובידל אז באמצע, סו פסח פסוח יסקל לפנים, פסח נור כלחוץ. In other words, we have, let's say, two קרס. Now, together, it's דלת. It's דלת וחם וייקט. But each קרס by itself is less than דלת וחם. And they are not, it's not one Keiro, they do not touch each other. But there is space. But the space between one Keiro and the other Keiro is less than Gimel Tvachim. So in Mele, we apply the principle, so, and the door is between the two Keiros. The door is between the two Keiros. So as long as the Pesach is Posuach, so there is nothing that is mafsik between this Keiro and that Keiro, so we apply the principle of love. Because we apply that in as much as this vacant space between the two keres is less than Gimel Tvachim. So we apply the halacha of lovut on a horizontal plane too. Not only on a vertical plane, but on a horizontal plane we also apply the halacha of lovut. But when can we apply the halacha of lovut? Even if there is no door that obstructs between one keres and another keres. But if there is a door that obstructs between this Keiro and that Keiro, so Memele, there is a mafsik, so we can't apply the aloche of Lovut. So Memele, we say